Legislation will soon be on Governor Newsom's desk that seeks to turn the tide of surging drug overdose deaths. The bill would remove the prohibition that currently makes safe consumption sites illegal and would pilot programs in San Francisco, Oakland, and Los Angeles. San Francisco AIDS Foundation CEO Tyler Termeer said the legislation will save lives.
This year, we are on track to lose 600 San Franciscans to drug overdose. This is unacceptable, unspeakable loss that represents the failures of our city to meet the needs of our residents. We're losing our friends, our family, and our loved ones.
During the first year of the pandemic, from April 2020 to April 2021, 100,000 people died of overdoses nationwide, including approximately 10,000 people in California. Advocates say that a safe consumption site would be staffed by trained professionals and provide clean needles, supplies such as Narcan, and testing strips for fentanyl. They say prevention programs could help limit communicable diseases like HIV and hepatitis C, which can be spread through intravenous drug use. San Francisco Assemblymember Matt Haney, who formerly represented the city's troubled Tenderloin District on the Board of Supervisors, argued the programs have been proven to work around the world and in New York City, which recently opened two sites.
There is nothing more radical or extreme than allowing people to lie on our streets, to use drugs, and to die without intervention. And what we're proposing is something that has been proven with evidence and studies.
California Republican lawmakers are urging Newsom to veto the legislation and say such programs would encourage drug use and bring crime to areas around the sites. They say the legislation would create drug dens. The legislation has been introduced multiple times, and a previous form of the bill passed the legislature in 2018, only to be vetoed by then-Governor Jerry Brown. San Francisco State Senator Scott Wiener rejects the notion that his bill is extreme.
Had we passed this bill and had it been signed into law years ago, as it should have been, how many lives would have been saved? How many people who died on the streets of San Francisco, on Oakland and LA, would be alive today?
While it can be difficult to study the effectiveness of safe injection sites, recent studies from the National Library of Medicine suggest that they have been linked to lower overdose mortality, fewer ambulance calls, and a decrease in HIV infections. Governor Newsom has not yet indicated whether he will sign the bill. This is Samra Vigneault with KPFA News, reporting from San Francisco.